Chapter 11. At 9 o'clock the next morning, his servant came in with a cup of chocolate and opened the curtains. Dorian was sleeping quite peacefully, lying with one hand under his cheek. As he opened his eyes, a smile passed across his lips. He turned round and began to drink his chocolate. The November sun came into the room and the sky was bright. It was almost like a morning in May. Slowly he remembered what had happened the night before. The dead man was still sitting there, and in the sunlight now. How horrible that was! Such terrible things were for the darkness, not the day. After he had drunk his cup of chocolate, he went over to the table and wrote two letters. One he put in his pocket, and the other he handed to his servant. "Take this round to 152 Hertford Street, Francis. If Mr. Campbell is out of town, get his address." When the servant had gone, he lit a cigarette and began drawing on a piece of paper. First he drew flowers, then houses, then human faces. Suddenly he realized that every face he drew looked like Basil Hallward. He frowned and went over to lie on the sofa. An hour went past very slowly. Every second he kept looking up at the clock. As the minutes went by, he became horribly worried. He got up and walked around the room. His hands were strangely cold. At last the door opened and his servant entered. "Mr. Campbell, sir," said the man. The colour came back to his cheeks. "Ask him to come in at once, Francis." He felt himself again. His fear had gone away. In a few moments, Alan Campbell walked in. He looked very angry and rather worried.
"Alan, this is kind of you. I thank you for coming."
"I hoped never to enter your house again, Gray, but you said it was a question of life and death."
His voice was hard and cold, and he kept his hands in the pockets of his coat.
"Yes, it is a question of life and death, Alan, and to more than one person. Sit down."
Campbell took a chair by the table, and Dorian sat opposite him. The two men's eyes met. In Dorian's there was great sadness. He knew that what he was going to do was terrible. After a moment of silence, Dorian said very quietly,
"Alan, in a locked room at the top of the house, a dead man is sitting at a table. He has been dead for 10 hours now. Don't stir, and don't look at me like that. You don't need to know who this man is. You don't need to know how or why he died. What you have to do is this."
"Stop, Gray. I don't want to know anything more. I don't care if what you tell me is true or not true. I don't want any part in your life. Keep your horrible secrets to yourself. They don't interest me any more."
"Alan, they will have to interest you."
"I am awfully sorry for you, Alan, but I can't help myself.
You are the one man who can save me. Alan, you are a scientist. You know about chemistry and things of that kind. What you have got to do is to destroy the thing that is upstairs."
"You are mad, Dorian. I will have nothing to do with this."
"He killed himself, Alan."
"I am glad of that. But who made him do it? You, I suppose."